Let's talk about recruiting. Let's talk about BYU. What is happening? Give me the latest. We got Jared Lloyd on the phone. Jared, break it down, man.
Well, they're getting the signees that they thought that they'd get in for the most part. You know, I haven't seen any major surprises, in my opinion. I think most of the stuff is, you know, really good. I like the one that was announced just a little while ago here, you know, a couple hours ago from Tonga. And I'm not going to butcher his first name. His last name is Longi. I think I can say that one. But, you know, he's from Tonga. And, you know, I think that that's a good get. I'd like to see BYU continue to develop more of the, you know, their Polynesian, you know, they've got a lot of Polynesian heritage in football. And, you know, I'd like to see that continue to be developed. I think there are a lot of really good Polynesian players that are LDS that want to live the standards and want to be, you know, the type of player BYU wants to get. So I think that's a great pickup. But it looks like, for the most part, that the guys that, you know, BYU is expecting are coming through.
So as far as Motekai, I apologize for pronouncing it wrong. I pronounced it wrong also. I gave it a shot, though, Jared. His last name is Longi. Is he related to Harvey Longi at all, do you know?
You know, I think it's a familial relation. It's not a sibling, but it might be a cousin, family member. I think that there is a relationship there. So that's great to have both those Longi boys on the team.
Of course, he attended Liahona High School in Tonga. 6'7", 410 pounds. Was it a foregone conclusion that he would commit to BYU, or were there other suitors?
You know, I think that there were other teams that were interested in him. You know, and when you got a guy that is that size with, you know, that type of ability to play, you know, offensive line, defensive line. But, you know, that's a great pickup for BYU. It's the type of opportunity that, you know, that these are the type of players that BYU has been able to have some success with. You know, guys that come in, you know, he's got a rugby background. We all know what Paul Asike has been able to do, you know, so there's some benefits to having those types of those types of connections, and this is an opportunity for BYU. I think there'll be a learning curve for him, so I don't think you expect him to come in and dominate immediately. But, you know, with a guy with that size, you can't teach that type of size and athleticism, so that's huge.
I read somewhere that he's actually in the MTC right now.
I think he is planning on serving a mission. So, yeah, that's my understanding, is that he'll be a mission-first kid. So it'll be a couple of years down the road. And that's the funnest thing about BYU recruiting, is you never know when these guys are actually going to contribute. Some can come in, contribute right away, some redshirt and then go on missions, some go straight on missions, come back and redshirt. I mean, you just there's so many unknowns with BYU recruiting that it's really hard to get a finger on how much impact any one individual will have.
Well, what do you know about Squally Canada? He's the guy that's transferring from Wazoo. He was a running back coming to BYU.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's a great opportunity for BYU to get a guy like that. You know, I've seen some highlights of him. He seems like a very talented guy, you know, coming from Washington State. And, you know, he was originally a California kid. But, you know, BYU can use a little bit more explosiveness at running back. You know, when Jamal Williams went down last year, the other guys were very serviceable, but they weren't as explosive. And, you know, you need some guys that can hit a hole and, you know, be shifty and do some things. And some of the things I've seen from his from his highlights and what he's been able to do, you know, it's an opportunity for him to get a fresh start, come into Provo and show what he can do.
You know, I was talking to one of the beat writers for Wazoo about him specifically, and he said that is a great get for BYU because the guy is good, but he has a couple of other guys behind him at Wazoo. So it was actually a good move probably for Squally Canada to leave Wazoo, but also a great pickup for BYU. Hey, at the quarterback position, Jared, what are your thoughts on that? We know what happened last season with Taysom being injured. Is BYU rounding up a few more recruits as far as the quarterback?
Well, they've got a couple coming in. And, you know, Jeff Martinson told us, you know, when we did a conference call with them a couple weeks ago, that they got the two quarterbacks they wanted. And they ended up, you know, picking up a couple. And you know, they need people to be ready in the pipeline and, you know, particularly with injuries and that type of thing. So, you know, they got Bo Hodge, which is, you know, someone we featured today coming out of Kentucky and, you know, related, of course, to, you know, Mel Hodge and what he's been able to do. So, I mean, that's an exciting get for BYU. And then Cody Wilstead from Pineview is another guy they wanted that's also coming into BYU. He's more, you know, he's a bigger guy, 6'6", you know, 215 is what he's listed at. You know, so it's a big guy that coming in to play quarterback. Both of those guys are guys that, you know, would be possibly in the mix in the future for BYU at the quarterback position.
As far as Bo Hodge, do you think that he will stay at that position, or is it possible that he switches to maybe another position? I don't even know what else he plays, but he's 6'1", 198.
Well, he's very athletic, though, and he's got the capability to be an athletic quarterback. And, you know, I don't know what they'll end up, how he'll end up playing out. From what Martin said, it sounded like they're planning on him being a quarterback at this point. But, you know, it just kind of depends on, you know, where they have needs and what he's able to do. So, you know, I think that those are the biggest things.
We got Jared Lloyd on the phone talking BYU recruiting National Signing Day. Deion Lake, he was one of those guys. It appeared that he was committed to BYU, and then he looked around a little bit and then came back. How relieved are the BYU coaching staff with regards to that move?
Well, I think it's a big, you know, I think it was one that they were confident in. I think that they felt like, you know, he was going to be a really solid guy for them, you know, at that position. You know, he comes in as one of the highest ranked guys out of the state of Utah, and you know, an opportunity to bring in a guy like a Deion Lake. You know, he's able to, he's a guy that you hope was able to contribute fairly soon, is able to come in and help BYU out, you know, and he showed flashes of what he's able to do, but you just don't know how he's going to develop. But I think it's a big, you know, it's a big thing for BYU to have a kid like that.
Hey, what was the biggest need, in your opinion, for BYU in this offseason?
Well, what Martin said was that they were looking at developing offensive line depth, and they went at that hard. And, you know, the guys they've got listed on there already, there's already five or six guys that could be offensive linemen, you know. And so I think they went after that, you know, pretty intensely, because they wanted, you know, they wanted to make sure that, you know, they had depth behind the main guys. I think they feel like they're fairly strong returning guys right now, but they wanted to make sure they've got depth coming back in.
Who's coming back off a mission that we might not be aware of right now that may has been gone for a couple of years? You kind of forget about some of these guys, but obviously Bronco and the staff, they're well aware who they are.
Well, and they'll go through that more as they, you know, as we get into the signing day presentation they do. They do go through the return missionary status. I think you're looking in the secondary at some guys. Hanneman's coming back. I think that's a guy that, you know, comes to mind. And again, I'm in the same boat in the sense that I haven't looked at every single one of the return missionaries coming back yet, because I've been focused on the guys that are currently signing as far as that goes. But, you know, I think that, you know, with this rotation, they have to keep track of where everybody's at, what they're doing, who they might be able to get. You know, I really think the secondary will benefit from some of the guys, a couple of the guys they've got coming back. So I look at that being a factor. And, you know, I'll learn more when we get to the signing day itself, you know, the signing day presentation, and remember some of these guys that signed a couple of years ago. But it's a juggling act to try and remember where everybody is, what they're able to do, what you expect them to be able to do coming back, how much experience they got, either practice or on the field, and all of that. And you know, it's kind of fun that way.
Yeah, you got to keep a dry erase board in there trying to figure out who's who. Are they really coming back? Are they in shape? Do they still want to play? Do they still want to go to BYU? It's got to be insane. You know, I'm looking at the recruit list, Jared, and I'm seeing six players all coming from the state of Texas. That's impressive.
Well, and, you know, Martin talked about having the connections that Guy Holliday has in Texas, and they've made a big focus on Texas, and they've got a bunch of guys coming from there. And you know, some of these guys are more highly touted than others, but, you know, these guys have been playing football at a high level. And, you know, Texas high school football, of course, is, you know, well-regarded, well-known for being, you know, a very high level. And so I think they hope that a number of these guys are going to be able to come in and be ready to contribute at the collegiate level quickly and be ready to go.
His name is Jared Lloyd with the Provo Daily Herald. Covers BYU basketball, football, you name it, he covers it. Before I let you go, BYU basketball team, boy, that was a tough loss versus San Diego a couple of weeks ago. How are they doing, and can they make it to the big dance, do you think?
Well, they've come back strong. They've got a couple of wins. You know, I think it really comes down to, can they make it to the big dance? Well, the reality is it's just about everybody in the country can still right. make it to the big dance. You okay. just have to win a tournament. That's not easy to do when you've got Gonzaga looming somewhere along the line, probably there. I think the big question is, other than the Gonzaga matchups that they've got left, can they take care of business in the other games? If they do, I think that gives them a good shot, because, you know, they'll have rallied nicely, that they look heavily at those last 10 wins, you know, those last 10 games and how they do. You know, they've got some teams that are doing well that are probably tournament teams. And, you know, in their losses, you know, they've lost to some really good teams in Utah and Gonzaga. And you know, San Diego State was highly regarded when they lost that game, but that was, you know, that's still a good team, San Diego State there. So, I mean, they've got some decent losses in that sense, but there's just no margin for error anymore. You got to win the games. You go out and lose to a couple, lose a couple more games like they did the San Diego game, and you know, it's basically win the tournament or go to the NIT, and that, you know, that's a harsh reality, but that's where they've put themselves with their performances in some of those games.
So it's BYU basketball at Pepperdine tomorrow night, and of course Saturday night versus Loyola Marymount. BYU right now 7-4 in the WCC, 17-7 overall. 17-7, that's a good record. Just got to win a bunch of those games and got to win those key games closing out.
No more bad losses. You just can't afford that.
Jared Lloyd is his name, BYU beat writer, Provo Daily Herald. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. And you want to follow Jared at Twitter, it is at Jared R. Lloyd. Have a great day, man, and thanks again.
Hey, same to you.